In its quest to reduce emissions, California has gotten scrappy. It set an ambitious goal: reduce the amount of food scraps and yard waste that goes to landfills by 75%. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon went to see where some of the leftovers get left.
At a sprawling commercial compost facility outside of Tracy, an 18-wheeler backs up onto a ramp to dump a load of green waste into a huge hopper.
There's a lot of coffee grounds and eggshells and banana peels and things of that nature in there. Yes.
Robert Reed is a spokesman for Recology, which runs this operation. This is where San Francisco's food scraps and yard clippings go to get turned into something useful.
So all of those materials are natural materials. They all came from the earth, particularly the food scraps. Very rich in nutrients.
Reed is hyped about composting because it keeps greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere. He sort of talks about compost like it's fairy dust. Magic.
This is what makes the world go around. This is what helps grow healthy plants so that we've got food to eat and it gets carbon back into the soil where it belongs.
Then he plunges his hands into the steaming pile of compost.
Woo! Oh, it's so hot in my hands.
At this stage, the compost has been sorted and dried to a fine dust. It's now a rich brown color and smells sweet, like a wet forest floor. From here, it gets shoveled into piles to sit for a couple of months.
They're 8 or 10 feet tall, and they're just chock full of microbial colonies that are breaking the material down into smaller and smaller pieces.
Next, sprinklers add water, and pipes pump air through the compost piles to make a perfect spa-like environment for bacteria to do the work of breaking down organic matter. When food waste decomposes under these carefully controlled conditions, bacteria produce less methane than they would in a landfill. Methane is a greenhouse gas that lasts longer in the atmosphere and contributes more to climate change. Reducing methane emissions is the main goal of the state's new composting regulations.
To go after food waste that aggressively is kind of unprecedented, and it's a big deal, but we have a lot of infrastructure, maybe not enough.
Matthew Cotton is a composting consultant who helps businesses get permits for commercial composting. He says it'll be challenging to build more facilities like Recology's.
It's not a popular piece of infrastructure. No one says, hey, let's put in a composting site. You know, it serves a lot of people, but nobody really wants to live by it.
The other big hurdle to successful statewide composting is getting people to sort their food waste correctly. If they don't, the final compost product will be contaminated. Think plastic bags, rocks, those little stickers on fruits and veggies.
It's just going to be compost that no one would want to buy or use.
That's Sally Brown, a soil scientist at the University of Washington who studies compost and its uses.
It's going to have pieces of plastic. It's going to have pieces of foil. It's going to look lousy.
Ultimately, most of this compost will end up on farms and ranches. That's where more climate benefits come into play. Scientists are beginning to quantify just how much carbon gets locked into the soil with compost.
And it doesn't require, like, genius cold fusion technology. It requires you to put your broccoli stems in a different bucket.
She says it may be one of the easiest ways we can fight climate change as individuals. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. Thank you, Raquel. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.